Boy, lately, it just seems like things are so negative in this world. We sure could use some positivity.
Absolutely. I call them some positive vibes.
I love it. And this is Chick to Chick. Harry, I don't know about you, but there is so much negativity in the world, especially on social media every single day. It's negative, negative, negative. Quite frankly, I feel like that's so draining to read the negativity and to read the hate. It saps your energy.
Oh, 100%. It's exhausting. It's difficult whether or not you're having conversations with people you know, or like you said, you're scrolling through social media. And I just feel like people are pushing out more negativity and spewing more negativity than they're taking opportunities to really focus on the positive and create some sort of a peace in their lives.
Yeah, we do need to focus on the positive. There is power in positivity, and that's the focus of our podcast today. Our guest today is Preston Mitchum. He has written a book called Positive Vibes. I love the title of that. Hi, Preston.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for being here today. Yeah. Preston, why did you decide to write this book, and do you think there's too much negativity in the world today?
Too much negativity. Well, you know, that's something we will definitely chat about. But in 2015, my dad had a massive heart attack and passed away. I was a news photographer at WMAR-TV at the time. I transitioned from TV news to taking over Mitchum Lawn and Landscaping. And as you can probably tell, that was a really, really tough time for me. I began to write. And a lot of those messages are in this book, Positive Vibes. I began to write, post messages on Facebook, positive messages to encourage others to get through those tough times.
Preston, that's really beautiful. And I'm sure it was very cathartic for you to spill that all out. And of course, for the benefit of the rest of us, you know, there's something that's really difficult for everyone. And I want you to talk to this a little, and that is love yourself.
Love yourself. Yeah. How do we do that? How do we love ourselves? You know, and I think, you know, for many of us, we have to look within. We have to take a moment to look within, to think about, you know, who we really are or who we really want to be. And can we love the person that's right there, the person that we're looking? Can we love that person? And through that, that's how we grow. And that's what it's all about, loving ourselves first. And through that, that's where your growth comes in at.
So if you're able to love yourself and be positive,
yes.
Something else, one of your daily affirmations in this book is to be kind. And that's something that Carrie and I talk about all the time. It seems that people are so mean anymore and so ugly. And you brought up social media, the negativity on social media. I don't know. I think it's easier to be nice and to be kind than to have all of this ugliness inside of you.
And you're right. And the thing about it is that, you know, we are trying to balance that a little bit. You know, I've noticed some on social media, some of the positive messages. We're trying to balance that a little bit because, like you said, we're going through some really, really tough times. Being kind, giving back, sharing. You know, I have a nonprofit foundation here in Baltimore, and we give back to school drives, holiday drives. You know, we're doing a virtual career program. So for me, it's something that I do all the time is give back.
Well, Preston, you're someone I really relate to. I also have a nonprofit, so I appreciate what that does. And it leads me to something else to talk about, and that is purpose in life. And it sounds like such a humongous concept.
It does, yeah.
But at least for me, and it sounds like for you, when you take something that you're passionate about and you put it into your everyday life, it's very inspiring. So talk to us a little bit about that.
And you know what? You know, for a lot of people out there, they don't know what their purpose in life is. And for me, you know, I've always given back. And now I feel like, you know, we're on this positive movement. You know, my goal now is to really spread positivity, encourage others. You know, we can get through the tough times. You know, how do you tap in? How do you look within? How do you take the time to breathe? You know, that's big right now. You know, we're trying to balance the virtual learning and working. Some people are unemployed. You know, there's a lot going on. How do we create that balance? And through that, you know, get back to, you know, what is our purpose in life?
Well, you know, I can say from personal experience, when my son left for college, I went through a really dark time because I thought to myself, what's my purpose anymore? I mean, he was my life. He was my world. And I lost my purpose and I felt like I lost my way. So I do think that it affects you and it affects your mood. Something else that you write about and you have daily affirmations about, forgiveness.
Yes.
I think that's really important. And I think people miss the mark on this. They think when you're forgiving somebody else, it's to forgive that person. And I don't think so. I think when you forgive, it helps you heal.
It helps you. It gives you that ability to move forward. You know, you might not forget, but you can forgive, which helps you move forward. And that's the key. It goes back to what we talked about before, us helping ourselves. We have to help ourselves first. We have to focus on ourselves first to be able to give to the world. To be able to positively impact others, we have to work on ourselves first. And like you said, it's all about the forgiveness helps us.
Well, you got to get rid of all of that negativity.
You have to. You have to.
And by forgiving, you let it go.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important.
And I think women in general have a difficult time with that. You know, we just want to be everything to everyone. And like Flora said, when you're a parent and you put so much into that and it is your purpose for such a long period of time. Another thing that has been exponentially difficult as of late, what we've gone through with coronavirus quarantine, it's really put a lot of people on edge. And I'm certain there have been a lot of other things in people's lives and there will be coming again. But it's the ability to do what you say is weather the storm.
Weather the storm. Yeah, weather the storm. And you know, for me, I've always been a person where I've been able to weather that storm. You know, my personality allows me to do that. But not everyone has that ability to weather that storm. And it goes back to looking within. How do I take a step back, analyze the situation, and figure out what I can do and then what I can't do at that time and creating and trying to create that balance? But like you said, it's pretty crazy right now. Everyone, you know, we've been quarantined. I miss my friends. I miss my loved ones. Now we're trying to do virtual learning. There's potential of kids going back to school. There's a lot going on that we're trying to balance. And also folks are trying to work as well and balance all that. So how do you weather that storm? But at the end of the day, you know what? If you think back, you've weathered the storm before. We've all been through something before. You weathered the storm before and you're standing here today. And that's what it is. If you can look at yourself and say, hey, look, I'm standing here today. I already weathered that storm in the past. I can do this one too.
But this one's a tough one. Let's be honest here. This isn't just a storm, this pandemic. It's more of a tsunami.
Yes.
Like there's just upheaval. Our lives have been turned upside down. People have lost their jobs. You pointed out the schooling. How do you stay positive in this climate?
You know,
I know. You pick
ahead,
up
Karen.
Preston's book.
Good
point. Hey, Carrie, you know,
yes.
You know what else? You know what else is, you know, I look at my two boys.
Yeah.
And I watch them transition. Yeah, I need you to wear your mask. I need you to wash your hands. I need you to, and they do it. And they've transitioned. It has not been easy, but they've transitioned. So it shows me that I have the ability to do it. And I think that's key. We, you know, and at the end of the day, we have to. And within this book, you know, you can get this book on Amazon, Kindle. You can download it anywhere. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. You can find me as well. But like you talked about earlier, it's for me, it's about putting myself around positive people. I'm surrounded by some awesome people that keep me inspired, keep me encouraged. And I tell people that's the key. Surround yourself around some awesome people, even if it's just one person you can call, one person you can keep in your space that keeps you motivated and keeps you encouraged.
Preston, finally, what do you hope people get from this book? What's the takeaway of it?
You know, really, it's about, like you said earlier, it's about, you know, are we living in a world of negativity? Is there too much negativity? Here's some positive. right here. Here's some positivity right there. And really, it's just to tell my story, to keep folks encouraged, to keep folks inspired. If you want to write a book, if you want to start a small business, you can do it. I didn't consider myself a writer, but there's a book here now. So if I can do it, you can do it.
Awesome. Great message. Preston, love it. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, the name of the book, Positive Vibes. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks, Preston. You very much. I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. I love Preston's message, love his spirit. And again, the name of the book, Positive Vibes.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Just listening to him for this podcast made me feel so much better. We hope it made you feel so much better too. We really appreciate you being with us. If ever you want to contact us and see what else we're chirping about or give us some comments, just go to chicktochick.com, click on the contacts there listed, and we would love to hear from you. So until we are back to chirp about another topic.